Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, and a very good morning to you and happy Monday and Gong Xi Fa Cai to those that celebrates Chinese New Year yesterday.
Of course, it is too. I don't know how to say that, but do you know what Crevo said?
Just happy Chinese New Year.
Happy Chinese New Year.
A lot of people celebrating, because it's not just if you're from China, but a lot of people have like Chinese background, like even many generations back, and they love a feast.
Oh, I was going to say, big celebrations around food.
Definitely.
That's my kind of celebration.
Like my local bakery, they're Vietnamese.
Yep.
But obviously they've got the Chinese background some way back. Like, we're closing Sunday. I was like, you deserve it.
You
work 7 days.
100%.
And a good morning to you, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Happy Monday.
Oh, indeed. It's going to be a great week as always. Weather looks good, doesn't it?
Good, it's hot.
Yeah,
it's
muggy.
A little bit. I feel like
it's going to be hot and then it's going to come over stormy, which I love.
You know what that means? An excuse to have a swim.
Yeah, totally.
On your, what is it, a beach a day?
Yeah, I've been swimming every day this year.
Beach a day journey continues for Tyler, which is exciting.
Just got to go early before I get electrocuted in the water.
Yeah, good idea.
That's always a red hot tip.
Yeah.
I always say that. Avoid electrocution.
I'm going to get it tattooed on me somewhere to remind me.
Probably don't need to. Just look at the sky.
Yeah, probably. You're right. Just to be safe, though. Little tat.
Yeah, exactly. All that's going to be fun. Just briefly, Jess, on those keyless entry car thefts. Mm. Got to be alert and aware. I remember years ago seeing it on Top Gear. They're like hanging around and you could just start the car.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Naughty.
And especially with it's American cars or like a little bit more crude. You know, the Japanese cars are they're a bit more advanced.
They're smart.
As always.
Yeah.
And then they were able to drive it quite far down the road and then it switched off.
Yeah,
it's still,
right.
It's still like, that's scary.
That's so true too. Like, you don't think of that when you go on to bed.
No, exactly.
Or when you put your keys down when you get home.
Maybe you need like a little, I don't know, electronics proof safe or something. As a good little, probably too much.
That's a lot.
Just put it at the back of the house.
Yeah,
you'll be right. Just not near the window.
Yeah.
Right? That's a good tip.
9 times out of 10, I mean, we've got a key hook at our front door.
don't put them there.
I shouldn't have said that.
Move it. There's a top tip for you.
Live and local news. There's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, of course, the Jets went down to the Western Sydney Wanderers yesterday.
Well, yes and no. We did draw with them, so no.
Oh, I thought the score was 2-1. Sorry, my bad. My bad, it was a draw.
Yes, so 1-1 at McDonald Jones Stadium yesterday afternoon. Angus Thurgate scored in the first half for Newcastle, but unfortunately in the second, while we had more chances than the Wanderers to get a goal, we couldn't quite get there and the Wanderers managed to equalise. So we're now second last on the ladder, but we're only 3 points outside the top six. The weird thing about this men's season is that everyone is so close point-wise that a win or a loss can, like, bump you up the ladder or drop you all the way down.
Jeez.
Yeah, I was going to say that's good, but then also quite bad.
Yeah.
One loss can just give you the wooden spoon. Yeah,
exactly.
Jeez, okay. And then the other little section is around criminals and this police force Raptor. Now, I don't know why, but all I can imagine is coppers driving those Raptor utes.
Yeah.
And I don't think
that's what
it's about.
Too.
Not quite.
They're just doing their normal cars, yeah?
Strikeforce Raptor has been a thing for years. The whole point of this part of the New South Wales Police Force is to target bikie gangs and all the criminal activity surrounding bikie gangs. But now, as of today, they have a permanent base here in the Hunter. Raptor has arrested many, many people in the Hunter over the years. But now there's going to be 30 police based here in the Hunter to try and crack down on bikie crime. It's still a massive, massive problem. Same with down the Illawarra. They're going to have a similar thing that we are as of from today. So the whole point of it is, you know, the police minister yesterday and also the boss of the Raptor squad said in regions it's getting worse and basically now you have nowhere to hide. So if you think you can go and join a bikie gang and get away with it, well,
good
maybe
luck to
no.
You. I was going to say, is the Hunter the only place that's getting one of these? I mean, are we that bad? But I mean, good to know that the Illawarra is kind kind of on the same level.
Yeah, we're both
good,
as bad as
each other. I mean, it's humbling to know that we're not the only ones.
Yes.
Good to know. Good to know. Thanks for that, Jess. All very interesting. Now, up next, Tyler, there's, you know, the Roomba vacuums, the automatic ones.
Oh, the RoboVacs. I want one of them.
Same. I've often thought.
I need one of these.
Need one, because I hate vacuuming.
Me too.
And I love the future.
Yes.
Be alert and aware, though, because one of them, this certain model, a new model, has been caught taking photos and putting them on the internet.
Taking photos?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had a camera. I mean, of course they need a camera in it.
That's
dumb.
I guess. But anyway, I'm going to fill you in on all the details in the next few minutes as you wake up with the Novos.
Novos.
So scary stuff has happened with one of these Roomba vacuums. Now, this is like a new model that's in development at the moment. So it's obviously they'll be trying to fix this problem.
Yeah, it's like a little bug they've got to get rid of.
More than a little bug. So what's happened was this experimental one, they give them out to people to try, right, to see.
Like a trial.
Yeah, and then you report back, oh, it kept bumping into the chair or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, oh, we'll try and sort that out. But how's this for a problem? Because it's got a little camera in it.
It's got to see where it's going, right?
And it's Wi-Fi connected. It somehow took photos around the house, including one of a lady sitting on the toilet, and then shared them to Facebook.
How do they have access? Like, shared them to whose Facebook?
Maybe it was somehow, like, set up connected to the Roomba Facebook page or something.
Oh, so it's not the owner. Imagine the owner. Imagine, like, if it had access to her through Wi-Fi, it had access to her, like, Facebook loggings, and it shared a photo of her, so people would think that it was her uploading a photo of her on the loo.
Well, that's even worse, but, you know, not outside the realm of possibility.
Yeah.
Obviously, they need to fix a lot of this, and there's a big security concern around the camera. Because it could,
of course.
Like, if you just have it running around in the background, you wouldn't even think about that it's filming you.
Not at all. And totally, the amount of times that I'm running around the house nude.
Well, yeah, you're a big in the house thing person, right?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, if I don't have a towel in the bathroom, and I've got to go to the bedroom, I will just walk through nude. Yeah, of course.
And, like, you got to be careful if you buy one of these robots. I mean, I'm not
you
saying.
Can you imagine?
I'm not saying. Obviously, this was an experimental one, and you'd hope they're fixing this.
They fixed it, yeah.
Still freaks me out a bit.
100%.
Like, I'm still thinking twice about getting one.
Just the thought of knowing that your Roomba has a camera and can capture you at any given moment.
See, in my mind, it was infrared somehow. And it didn't have a camera.
True. I just thought it had sensors on it.
That's what I thought, but maybe it's like the new model or something. Anyway, these are like questions above my pay grade and my understanding of technology, but it's still freaky.
Yeah.
Like all that stuff with cameras in the house scares me.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway,
it'll make me question the purchase.
Buying one, for sure. Still, I hate vacuuming, so I'll probably still do it.
Same.
You wake it up with the Novos.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And now, Crevo, on the weekend, Marcus and I, we've got a van.
Yeah.
Like a camper van.
A bed?
Yeah, with a bed. Yep.
How cool.
It's got an awning. Like, we've got a full camping setup. It's great. So Marcus and I will just quite often like to just jump in the van and go away for the weekend.
Nice one.
But the weather really wasn't that great.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, so we wanted to reschedule. So we had to call this holiday park. And beforehand, we were like workshopping some excuses.
Because they don't just let you off the hook real easy.
No, you've got to come with some kind of reasoning as to why you're not going to show up and check in on the day that we were due to be there.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So I'm going to fill you in on some of the excuses.
Now,
Crevo, as you know, Marcus, my partner, and I have got a camper van. We tend to just jump in and go away for a weekend.
That's so fun.
It is the best. But the one thing that we always need when we go away is to book in at a holiday park. I don't free camp because I need a toilet.
Yeah, fair enough.
Right?
Yeah.
Marcus thinks that's unreasonable. Whatever.
But anyway, they often book out, don't they?
They get
very busy, especially in summer.
This time of year, you've got to book an event, so we're going to head up to Crowdy Head for the weekend.
Lovely.
And then we just kind of woke up Saturday morning and I was like, weather's not that good. And camping in the wet weather is very miserable, isn't
it? Not fun.
So we Marcus, a friend of ours, and I all were workshopping some ideas to, like, excuses to give the holiday park when I call up to ask to reschedule, right? Because we want to go in a fortnight, so it's, like, it's really not that far away. We'll see if we can book in.
They can sometimes, they're not, like, that flexible because they're fully booked out.
Yep.
Often for months in advance, especially at the moment.
Yeah.
And
I don't want to come across as ungrateful and saying we're not showing up today, but also too, I wanted to come up with a legitimate reason as to why we're not going to show up.
It's legitimate but fake.
Yeah. So
here
we need plausibility and minimal collateral risk, right?
Excellent.
So initially we were going to say, well, our dog ran away, but that's not strong enough.
Also you don't have
we don't have a dog. This is embarrassing on our part because it sounds like we can't take care of a domestic pet.
Yeah.
Right?
They might be like, are you trying to sneak a dog into the holiday park
Well? Also. So we were just like, nah, not good.
No good.
Someone else just said, why don't you just say you got car troubles? I'm like, people see through that.
Car troubles is such an obvious fake excuse.
It's a cop-out, isn't it?
Yeah, because they're like, just get your car fixed and come up here.
That's it.
A couple of hours.
Marcus went to the pub Friday night, so he was a bit dusty. He's like, just tell him we're hungover.
Oh, nah.
I'm not telling him that.
Because
I'm not hungover. That's a big you problem, mate.
And also, it makes you both look bad because often they don't want rowdy people. You might get blacklisted.
Totally.
So that's a bad idea. Don't do that.
A friend of ours also suggested we say I got stung by a bee. And by him saying that, you would assume I have an allergy to bees, right?
Definitely.
Wrong. No bee allergy. So I was like, why would we say that?
Okay. What else you
of
got?
Of course, anyone that knows me knows that I've got some hectic gut issues. So they were like, just say that, play it off as you crook in the guts. I'm like, but that's a bit TMI for someone I've never met and don't know to tell them over the phone that I've been sitting on the loo all morning. Sorry, I'm
explosive
not going to make
butt.
It.
Explosive butt. Yeah, it's a no.
That's a no.
Yeah, too embarrassing.
So we went with something very generic and straightforward. They didn't need much explaining. We're going to say, oh, we've just had some minor flooding in the house after all the wet weather that we've had, right? The front door's flooded. That's all we're going to say.
Okay.
So I woke myself up. Yeah, like it pulls a little bit at the front door because I was like, oh, okay, I'm just going to say there's some slight flooding in the house that we need to attend to so we can't go on our holiday. Anyway, so I woke myself up. I dial the number. I'm getting hot. I'm getting clammy. And I'm like, right, I need to deliver this with conviction.
You see, I don't like to lie to you.
I hate lying and I felt guilty.
Yeah.
But also too, I didn't want to go.
Because you were guilty.
Yeah, I was. Anyway, I woke myself up for this call. This lovely lady answers the phone. I'm like, hi, I'm just wondering if we could reschedule. I'm so sorry, we're not going to make it today. She goes, yeah, all good. When for? I said a fortnight. Yeah, done. See you then. I didn't even need an excuse.
All of that effort for zero.
And honestly, like, I should have known because anyone that works in the holiday park, they're just so chill.
That's true. If you've got a job there,
you're always on holiday.
You've gone, you know what I love? Holidays. I'm going to do holidays as a job.
I'm going to work as a receptionist at a holiday park.
And
she's like, yeah, good, doll. We'll see you in a fortnight. No extra costs. We'll see you then.
Oh, look. All's well that ends well.
It's so lovely, and I was stressing myself out for absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's, look, a great end to the story.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, indeed. No need to stress.
No.
Up next, though, I do need your help.
Okay.
I'm trying to track down this moment where our little humble Mayfield was on TV, and not just any TV show, RBT.
Oh, so you're going to get a classic Mayfield resident on that, aren't you?
That's what I'm hoping for, right? And I've found, like, there's the screen grabs have been shared around the internet.
So you want to find the episode.
I want to find the episode. I need your help, Newcastle. So this was on a local, like, Facebook Mayfield gossip group that I'm in. They just talk about local issues and stuff. Somebody had a screenshot of, or a photo of, their TV with Mayfield featured on RBT. Now, we know it's Mayfield because there is a certain pie shop in the background.
Yeah.
Now, I know that pie shop is no longer in business.
So it was a couple of years ago then, wasn't it?
It must be. I think it stopped operating probably about 1 to 2 years ago, I reckon.
Okay.
Sort of, it used to say, like, best steak pies or something like that.
Yum.
They were kind of I don't know. They didn't have, like, a brand or anything. They were just, like, a little pie shop there on Maitland Road. And there's also some apartments which are not that old. So, I don't know. It's probably, like, 2 years ago, if I could guess.
Yeah, so it's still quite recent.
Exactly. Now,
I didn't know they still filmed new episodes of RBT.
Obviously.
I just thought there was just always old replays.
Yeah, and I put a comment in the, like, on the thing. Does anybody know where the episode is? Like,
can we
the,
access it?
Has anyone got a link or anything?
Yeah.
And then heaps of likes on my comment. It's actually one of the top comments, but nobody
has responded with a link.
Yeah, nobody knows where to find it. Now, the episode features this guy who has a Pepsi Max flat cap on, and you know the 1980s sunglasses that are very mirrory?
Oh, yeah, like the reflection ones.
Yeah, he's got a pair of them
like
on.
Like aviators?
Yeah, no, they're more like the wraparound a little bit.
Oh, yep.
I'll show you a picture just so you can explain it a bit better to me.
Oh, yeah, they're like some big dog Oakleys.
Something like that, yep. Exactly. Now, if anybody knows the episode I'm talking about, Pepsi Max cap guy in Mayfield on RBT,
please let us know.
Get in touch. I would love to get a link to it. And there's dozens and dozens of people who have liked my comment, also obviously wanting it. So
there's plenty more people that will get around this episode if we can get our hands on it.
It's a community service to try and give back and, you know, get it out there to a lot of people
who
want to watch this.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah. Now, there's the only other clue that is on there, it's obviously it's on 9Go.
Yep.
So it's not like, it wasn't on the main 9 channel, but that's all right.
That's all right.
And the only other clue is they've taken a second photo, which shows they've got it on, subtitles.
Right.
And the script is, so maybe you can search by script, I don't know.
Oh, that's true.
There's a bit of the script that says, yeah, I smoked a cone. So.
Now, if that isn't Peak Mayfield, I don't know what it is.
Something to do with a traffic cone. I'm not sure.
Maybe a waffle cone.
Could have been. I don't know what that's about. But if you have any information on this episode, please get in touch. Either send us a message on Instagram at @thenovos_.
Or get in touch via phone, 4967-4105. We want to hunt this episode down.
I would love to watch it, and I would love to share it back to the community.
Absolutely.
Because there are so many people who want to see it.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo. New FM.
Oh, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Monday. It's great to have you all here, including our producer, DJ Mike. How are you? Ready to go?
No,
that's all right. He's busy doing something, obviously. How are you going, Tyler?
I'm good, thank
Excellent.
You. Happy Monday. I'm
Indeed.
Ready to kick the week in the butt.
Definitely. And, of course, to Jess as well. Hello.
Hello.
All right, well, let's do three of a kind up next.
Yes.
This is, of course, your chance at a $50 fuel card.
Of course, we give you three things. You identify the theme. First of two, best of three.
You got it right that time.
Thank you so much.
It's very easy. We give you three things and just figure out what's the common thread running between them.
Yeah.
Give us a call now, 4967-4105. We had a carryover champion from, or no, sorry, a carryover runner-up from last time, Nicole from Wall's End. So we'll get her back on the line, hopefully.
Yep.
4967-4105. If you want to start your week with free petrol.
And take on Nicole.
Yeah, exactly right. Who doesn't want to? 4967-4105. If you want to play three of a kind, our brand new game for 2023. We'll do it up next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
Yeah, it's our new game for 2023. We say three things. You have to figure out what is the theme between them. Best of three or first of two to win. Your name is your buzzer.
Should we do a little test run, Crevo?
Yeah, test me out with one.
All right, I'll give you three.
Okay, here we
go. King Edward, Foreshore, Honeysuckle.
Crevo.
Tell me.
Parks in Newcastle.
Totally.
Simple as that. Let's meet our contestants.
Oh, let's not.
Let's not. One of them, and I don't know which one. All right, let's find it. I think DJ Mike behind the scenes is trying to get back Nicole right now. All right, hang tight. Here we go. Let's see if this works. All right, here we go. Do we have Nicole, first of all, our runner-up from last time, from Friday?
Good morning.
Oh,
good
she's morning. There. Good Hello, morning. Nicole. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Are you ready to go? Are you ready to win some free fuel this morning?
Oh, I'll try my hardest.
Very good, very good. Okay, we've also got Max in Rathmines. How you doing?
Good, mate. How are you?
Very good. What do you do for work, Max?
I'm a glass glazer.
Oh, okay. Nice one. A glazier. That's an interesting... Do you drive the truck and have it, like, all the glass on an angle, leaning up like that?
Yeah, he's one of them.
I'm always fascinated by them.
You've got to protect the glass at all costs, Creeper. Oh,
tell me about it. It's
Imagine
very
if you
expensive.
Broke it.
Well, yeah. That's a nightmare for Max.
Totally.
Max is like, yeah, it is. All right, let's do this. Let's get into our first one, shall we?
All right, let's go.
All right, here we go. Here
Don't
we go.
Forget. Your name is your buzzer as well, guys. Okay, the first one. Apple, Nokia, Samsung.
Max is in quick. Okay, what is it, Max?
Phone brand.
That is correct.
Correct.
Well done.
1 point to Max. All right, Nicole, you got to get this one because I feel like you just should do it. All right.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
No
Wall's
pressure.
End, Mayfield.
Nicole.
Ooh, you're
didn't
in quick.
You even need the third one. What is it, Nicole?
Places in Newcastle.
Yeah, I'll take that.
We'll
Newcastle
take that.
Suburbs. All right, we're one apiece.
Tiebreaker.
All right. Should we just do it?
Yeah, break straight in. Here we go.
All right. Calippo, Maxibon.
Max,
that was quick. What do you think it is?
Icebox.
Ice creams. It is indeed.
We'll take it. Oh. Congratulations. That means it goes to Max.
Now, can I say, word of advice to you, Nicole? Don't let it slip. Don't say it before your opponent does, because that's just an easy way for you to lose, doll.
Yeah, I know. I'm giving it away, aren't I?
You are.
It's like you don't even want the fuel. Oh, well, Max, congratulations. $50 worth of fuel, all yours. Nicole, can we get you back again tomorrow?
Sure,
yes.
That'd be great.
All right.
We'll get you this fuel one day, all right, Nicole?
We certainly will.
Now, up next, Crevo, I've been completely humiliated and embarrassed by some friends and family online.
What's happened?
I've got some friends and family that like to comment on some public posts.
Oh, no. Like on Facebook?
On Facebook.
Oh, God.
And the content of these comments is so embarrassing that I'm going to read them out to you live on the radio, because why the heck not?
Tyler's embarrassing family, all of the juicy details on the air next here at New FM as you wake up with the Novo.
Now, towards the back end of last week, Crevo, there was some footage floating around on the NBN Facebook page that went viral of, like, a police officer breaking a woman's car window to place her under arrest.
That's right. I remember this. They were real idiots, these people.
Huge idiots that think if they say they're not in Australia, they can't get in trouble with the law. It's so dumb saying they're not in a particular jurisdiction to get in trouble. Also, worth pointing out, the woman that got arrested that was in this video allegedly was, like, wanted on 2 outstanding arrest warrants. So police were clearly on the hunt for her, and she must have been on the run.
Yeah.
Like,
so
that's what I take away.
She keeps trying to get away, keeps giving excuses and evading arrest,
and
basically
saying, I'm not in your jurisdiction, so you can't arrest me.
Ridiculous.
Like a complete peckerhead.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's very dramatic footage. The cop then breaks this window to tell her to get out of the car to place her under arrest. Like,
yeah.
People are commenting on it left, front, and centre. When I last checked, there were 14,000 comments on this video.
People
right?
care about it.
And then I'm looking and I'm thinking, geez, that name looks familiar. Donna Morby. That's my mother.
Oh, my God. What's your mum doing getting involved in this?
Top comment with 27 likes on the comment. Poor bloody police. The bullshit they have to put up with, and this is just a snippet of their everyday life. I'm team police. I'm thinking, Jesus, Donna, righto, whatever. Anyway, keep scrolling. Another family friend. I'm team police here, dealing with lowlifes like them every bloody day. Job well done to the cops. I'm like, oh my God.
Sure, those are reasonable points
valid
of view.
Comments, but just don't comment on someone else I know. Just a reminder that these people vote. I'm like, can my friends and family please stop commenting? Oh, but it gets someone else. This might be the best display of stupidity I've seen in a long time. My uncle.
Uncles always have to get involved. That's one thing I've learnt in life.
So I just, if any of my friends and family are listening, I love you, but please stop commenting on public posts.
And you've got a big family too. There's
huge
hundreds
family.
Of them.
I could be humiliated by every member of my family.
Oh, okay. Interesting stuff. Hey, we'll keep an eye on your mum's comments especially, because
yeah, totally.
That's hilarious.
Because I feel like mum's a bit of a keyboard warrior.
She loves
getting on Facebook and commenting on things, like public things that like, and it's like, you know, sometimes like it's an optical illusion. It's like, what color do you see?
Yeah.
And mum's commenting on it as if her friends posted it. She's like, oh, I see blue and green. What do you see? And there are thousands of comments. And I'm like, mum, the user of this page is not going to reply back to you and tell you what they see. Yeah,
exactly. You're waking up with the Novos.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
All right, so interesting little tidbit came out of an interview with Margot Robbie. Obviously, she's doing a lot of interviews at the moment.
Yeah, for the new film Babylon.
That's right. And she revealed how she got the nickname Maggot.
Yeah, all because when she was on the red carpet for the premiere, some of her school friends literally mid-interview called out, "Hey, Maggot!" And she turns around and reacts and was like, "Oh my God, hi!" And people are like, "I beg your pardon."
And this is how it all went, all like originated, I guess.
That has been my nickname since I was probably 6 years old or something at school. I think a substitute teacher may have read my name out wrong on the roll call or something and said Maggot, and everyone laughed. And then, you know, it was one of those things that you hope fades away by lunchtime. But here we are.
Pretty like, it's an obscure reference.
And it is.
And a great nickname as well.
And hilarious that it is stuck for that long.
Indeed. So this is what we want to do here. 4967-4105, how'd you get your nickname? Like, if it's a few steps removed, even better.
Yeah, so funny.
Yeah, like, there was a guy in high school who had the nickname Creamy.
Jeez.
Okay, this is how it started. So, his last name was Cooper.
Yeah.
And then Cooper became Scooper, which became the big ice cream, and then Creamy.
So they just evolve over time, don't
they? Exactly, exactly. And the more, like, convoluted, the better, obviously.
100%.
How'd you get your nickname? Or maybe it's, like, a bloke on your job site or someone you work with, that sort of thing.
With a ridiculous, obscure nickname.
4967-4105. And everyone that gets on the show this week is in the draw for tickets to, it's called Come From Away.
Yeah, two tickets to Come From Away at the Civic Theatre in Newcastle from, kicks off on the 15th of Feb. You can get your tickets now from Civic Theatre. newcastle.com.au, or you can win them here with us just by joining the show. These tickets are hot property, Crevo.
I know
a lot of people going to this theatre show, and it's so good to see it coming to Newcastle as well, right?
Yeah, I think some of the first shows sold out.
Yeah.
So you want to get your hands on these tickets, and this is the easy way to get them for free. 4967-4105, how did you get your nickname or someone you know? The more obscure, more interesting, the better. We'll get your calls on the air next.
Novos.
And we're talking about nicknames here after Margot Robbie revealed how she got her nickname Maggot.
That has been my nickname since I was probably 6 years old or something at school. I think a substitute teacher may have read my name out wrong on the roll call or something and said Maggot, and everyone laughed. And then, you know, it was one of those things that you hope fades away by lunchtime, but here we are.
Not a flattering nickname either, is it?
It's not great.
Maggots aren't good.
I guess if you're Margot Robbie, you can probably pull it off.
You could totally get away with it.
You can take that in your stride. There was a bloke at our school who we called Sweet and Sour.
Why?
Because, okay, so it was a few steps removed. There was, on the school canteen, we had the Sweet and Sour, like, drumsticks.
Yes.
Was one of the menu items.
Yeah.
He had massive legs because he was into cycling. So yeah. So they look like chicken drumsticks. So
the
he got
sweet
called
sour
sweet
drumsticks.
Sour.
That's funny. I remember.
Shout out to you, Robbo.
Hey, Robbo. Well done. Shout out to my mum also too, because back in her heyday when she used to play soccer,
yeah,
she tried to nickname one of her teammates Dog Chops.
Why?
Don't know. Couldn't tell you why. But it backfired so hard on Donna that she still to this day is known as Dog Chops and hates it with a passion. I was like, well, things come back to bite you on the ass, Don. That's exactly what's happened, because every year when we write her a birthday card, we say Team Dog Chops. And she hates it so much. Like, I remember one time she got so pissed at me, she didn't talk to me because I called her Dog Chops.
For how long?
For so long, like a whole day. That's a long time for me and my mother to not speak. But, like, so many times, and I tell all my friends.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah,
be like,
right.
Oh, this is, like, this when I introduce them, this is my mum, but her nickname's Dog Chops. And then so when someone new calls her Dog Chops, she can't get mad because she's just met them.
Oh,
she can't set
fun.
A bad impression, right?
I feel like this is a behind-the-scenes thing. I should give her a call. And we'll record it and play it out on the show.
Please call her and say, G'day, Dog Chops.
How are you?
Oh, my God. She would lose her mind. And, of course, I would be the one to cop the brunt of this. I would be in trouble, but I don't care. It's worth it.
It'd be fun. We'll do that.
Absolutely.
Behind-the-scenes thing.
What's the goss up next? Austin Butler obviously plays the lead role in the new Elvis movie that was out late last
That's
year.
Right.
He has revealed that Elvis twang, that kind of like Elvis voice he had to put on for the movie, has stuck around afterwards, and I don't think it's ever going to go away.
Oh, this is fascinating. When people change their voice, which does happen, it's always so interesting to hear. We'll talk more about that up next with What's the Goss as you wake up with an
Overdose. Overdose with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say Adele. My name, and I was like, Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the Goss? UFM.
Yes, so one of the biggest movies to come out of the back end of last year was the Elvis biopic. Austin Butler played the lead role in that. And in a weird turn of events, there's a chance that he may be permanently stuck with his Elvis Presley accent, which people have been noticing recently.
So here he's doing like a random interview, and he still sounds like Elvis.
This was him accepting his best actor in a motion picture at the Golden Globes.
Let's have a listen to this.
You know, I don't think I sound like him still. But I guess I must because I hear it a lot. I think, you know, I often liken it to when somebody lives in another country for a long time. And I had 3 years where that was my only focus in life, so I'm sure that there's just pieces of my DNA that will always be linked in that way.
Checks out, though, right? Like, he adopted this persona
for three years
of his life, and it was in and out of COVID lockdowns as well. So, I mean, he would have been committing to this role, and now this role is a piece that's stuck with him forever now, right?
I mean, does that mean he's now forever stuck with jobs like, I don't know, being acting as if he's...
from Nashville? Is that where Elvis was from?
Yeah, or, you know... working on a prawn boat or something, you know, like that.
Yeah, true.
So I can imagine, or a Alaskan crab fisherman or something.
Totally. His voice coach did say it could be stuck with him for life. She said that she's not sure how long the distinctive accent will stick around because of the way he's trained his voice to speak like Elvis. But she said what you saw in that Golden Globe speech, which we just heard, that's him. It's genuine. It's not put on. She said, I feel sorry people are saying that he's still acting, but he's actually taken on the voice of Elvis Presley on board. And when you do voice training, it's not like you're impersonating. It's like you learn this accent. And she said it's all muscular. So it's not something that he can just undo.
I mean, I feel like if you're an actor, that's going to be a bit of an impediment.
Yeah, I mean, people like directors and like casting agents might not want to cast him because for something, you know, if it's a Californian...
Exactly.
character that they wanted to play, maybe he can't put on the right accent.
It doesn't sound right anymore.
Or, like, on the other hand, that's how he unlearns the Elvis accent, is to learn a new one.
Well, that's the thing. You'd want to use the same voice
coach.
That's
smart. Why wouldn't his voice coach tell him that? Maybe I should be his voice coach.
Hey, there's a job. I bet they pay well.
I quit. See you. I'm coming for you, Austin Butler. He's so hot, too,
is
by the way.
Is he? You'd
so
spend
hot.
A couple of hours in a room
totally.
Teaching him to do things with his throat.
With his voice, yeah.
You're waking up with the Novos.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
So, Crevo, I had a bit of an argument with a friend on the weekend, and I want to get your advice and your input on this as well.
Okay.
He said to me, oh, I've got a few things to do before we catch up this afternoon. I've got to go out the Dale. And I was like, oh, you mean Glendale? And he was like, no, idiot. I meant Windale. And I was like, oh, maybe I'm still new here, but I thought Glendale would have been
the
OG Dale.
See, I've always thought if someone says the Dale, I think Windale, not Glendale. But now you bring that up.
Which is it?
I think it's Windale.
I think it's Glendale, but I could be wrong. I'm still a noob here in this town. Like, I'm still learning. So I feel like I need to get the advice of every OG local here in Newcastle and the Hunter. Which is the OG Dale? 4967 4105. Is it Windale or is it Glendale?
So I'm saying Windale. You're saying Glendale. Of course, everyone that gets on the show this week goes into the draw for two tickets to Come From Away at Civic Theatre Newcastle. It's from Thursday the 15th of Feb. Now, I believe some of the shows already sold out. These tickets are hot property. You want to get your greasy mitts on these.
And you can totally win them just by joining the show. Which is the OG Dale? Windale or Glendale? This could be a battle of the burbs, if you will.
Sort of is. 4967 4105. Which is the OG Dale? We'll get your calls on the air and decide this once and for all.
No-lose. Yeah, we are asking on 4967 4105. Which is the OG Dale after an argument kind of sparked on the weekend between a friend and I? Because he said, yeah, I've just got to go out the Dale to pick up a few things. So I was like, oh, Glendale. And he goes, nah, Windale.
So this is the debate. Which is it? Which is the OG, the Dale, if you will? We've also got this on our Instagram, at the Novos underscore. You can vote. And we decide all of these things once and for all like this, don't we?
Totally. But let's go to the phones. We've got Shaz from Toronto on the phone. Hi, Shaz.
Hey, guys. How you going today?
Very well, thank you.
Fantastic. It's a Monday.
Now tell us, what do you think is the OG Dale? Windale or Glendale?
Well, really, guys, come on. It was Glendale because that's where, you know, their school and their high school was.
Oh, is that where you grew up, Shaz?
Yeah, and now they've got a silly shopping centre down here.
Oh, no.
You're not a fan.
Oh, okay. No, we've lost Shaz, but that's one vote to Glendale. All right, shall we go to someone else on the phone? We've got Belinda in Windale. Hi, Belinda.
Hi, how you going?
Very well. Now tell us, what is the OG Dale, Windale or Glendale?
Look, it's definitely Windale. I'm a Windalian. I've lived there for 12 years now, and I did a bit of study on it too at TAFE and Uni. And Windale is the oldest suburb. And another thing about Windale too, at one stage there, they were going to call it Wingate because Gateshead's so close.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's an interesting fact about it too.
They went with Windale.
It's Windale.
Yeah, yep. Okay, so it's the oldest suburb. We're currently, one vote apiece.
One apiece. Our poll, though, on our Instagram, Crevo, at the Novos underscore, 80% of voters are saying Windale is the OG Dale.
You know what? I'm going to say, because of that, we got 80% online and, 50% on the phones.
Does that settle it?
I think so. It's the Dale is Windale.
Okay, well, good to know. I'll go and apologise to said friend and say, I'm very sorry. Windale is the OG Dale.
The
original. You were correct.
That's it. Hey, up next, Tyler, I had a bit of a... it's a fashion fail on the weekend.
Did you?
In fact, I'm going to go as far as things went wrong.
Oh, big malfunction, wardrobe malfunction.
Wardrobe malfunction, and I've got to get on my soapbox next because I've got to sort this issue out once and for all.
You can have a vent, I'll let you.
Bit of a vent, bit of a rant. Up next as you wake up with the Novos.
The Novos.
Oh, my God, I had a fashion fail / malfunction over the weekend.
What happened?
I put on for Saturday, I was running the shop myself.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, just put these jeans on. And when I put them on in the morning, I was like, oh, they're pretty, snug. I don't need the... I won't throw on a belt. No need, right?
Ooh.
But what I forgot was they're stretched denim. So they've been, they contract.
And then when they're washed,
when
yeah.
When they're washed, you put them on, and then, 10, 11 o'clock, I was, showing someone some rugs in the shop.
Were you showing them plumber's crack?
And luckily I was facing the wall because there was, you could have dropped a dollar coins down there.
Oh, proper slot.
Proper slot was on show.
Oh,
and I was
no.
Stretch denim is proper dangerous. Because
it's risky, yeah.
It's risky. And I think this is what I think they need to do. All stretch denim should have a warning label on it because when you're up early in the morning, you're a bit tired, a bit dusty from the night before, you just put your jeans on, you go, yeah, they're comfy. You don't think too much about it.
And until you get halfway through the day.
And then they're real loose and almost falling down. I've got no belt. It's a real problem.
And the problem with stretchy jeans is that you've got to wash them after every wear to bring them back to shape.
Otherwise, they're all loosey-goosey. They need to have... It should have, like, a warning label that you see on power tools that are high voltage, like with the orange and black stripes all around the edge.
Warning.
Warning. This is stretched denim and will loosen throughout the day. Put on a belt. In fact, I'm putting it to you that there should be a law that all stretch denim should have that warning, because nobody should have seen what they saw on the weekend.
I mean, that's a crime in itself, isn't it?
I know. And by not having that there, you're potentially exposing people to all sorts of stuff they shouldn't.
I was going to say, those poor customers, you might not get business out of them, but they also may be traumatised from it if they witnessed any of the slot.
That's the thing. As I said, luckily I was facing the wall, and then I was like, you sort of like modify your behaviour.
Totally.
So doing a lot of things standing up.
Stretch denim is a crime.
It can be.
But is it a crime for being so comfortable as well?
Well, that's another issue, because when you put them on and they do get that comfortable, that's such a good vibe, isn't it?
I love a good stretchy jean.
All I'm asking for is warning labels on all stretch denim. Is it too much to ask?
Not at all. It's very reasonable of you.
I know the politicians are busy, but can I sort that out? I'll vote for anyone who'll sort that out.
Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Now, Crevo, I had one of the best Christmas summer holiday breaks of all time, which made me think that 2023 was off to a firing start, cracking start. I thought this was going to be my year.
You're pumped, right? You're ready to go.
I was totally pumped right up until about 2 weeks ago.
What happened?
I received some news that is life-threatening, heartbreaking.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. But a very special eatery in Newcastle decided to close its doors, and I really think this has ruined my whole year.
Oh, my God. This is huge.
Particularly because there's one item on this menu that I will never get to eat ever again.
All right, well, all this unpacked, revealed, and maybe we'll try and solve some of this for you, because I can see the devastation in your eyes. And
it's real.
It breaks my heart seeing you this sad.
I'm glad that you feel my pain.
Indeed. We'll unpack it all up next as you wake up with the Novos.
Novos.
The Novos.
Now, we were off to a flying start, 2023 and I.
Yeah.
Right up until January 4th. So I was 4 days in when I was like, my world is crushing, falling down around me.
Not to be too dramatic.
No, but this is real. This is real life.
It's a big deal, yeah?
It's a huge problem in my family, in my household. The announcement of the closure of what I'm calling the best pizza place in Newcastle, Massa Madre.
That's a big call. Oh, Massa Madre is really good.
It's so good.
They are delicious.
The best pizzas, the best sourdough pizzas in Newcastle. And on the 4th of Jan, they announced that after 6 years of trading, they've made the decision to close the doors. They said they've loved their time making pizzas for their wonderful customers, but it's time for us to move on to something that allows us a little more family time as our girls get older. I totally get it.
Absolutely.
But what about me? And what about that whipped feta that they make?
Oh, I've...
Have you ever had it?
No.
Mate, it's honestly life-changing. And now that I know that I'll never get my hands on it again, I think it's ruined my year.
It's a big call, but I understand. So,
you will understand even more when you try the whipped feta. If you could have tried it, you can't anymore. They're closed.
Gone. I mean, if anybody knows, like, worked there...
And knows the recipe.
Knows how to make the whipped feta. Look at Tyler grinning right now.
Honestly,
look at her little
smile. It would change my life. Knowing now, when they made the announcement, they were like, unfortunately, we will not be reopening. So when I saw this post, I'm like, I'm not even going to be able to have it for the last time.
Just as a memory or go
I had
up
it
there.
In December, not knowing that it was the last time I was ever going to eat Massa Madre's amazing sourdough pizzas, but their amazing whipped feta as well.
See, it's like when you meet someone that, you know, passes away and you met them for the last time and you had no idea.
No idea.
And it's nothing you can do about it. It's gone, it's gone.
So is the whipped, just like the whipped feta.
Look, as I said before, if you know somebody who worked there in the kitchen, has a connection,
or if
something,
you are someone that used to work there who has access to this whipped feta recipe, I would love to know. But in a wild turn of events, Crevo, just last night, Massa Madre have made a post on their Instagram saying, announcement, in an unexpected twist, Andrew Dunn from just down the road at the Lasso Gowrie Hotel convinced us he had the enthusiasm, energy and pizza love to keep the doors of Masa Madre open, and he is now the new owner.
What?
We wish him all the best with his new venture. Stay tuned for reopening info. This means Masa Madre is back.
That is good.
But does it mean that the quality of the whipped feta is going to be as good? Does it mean that the whipped feta is going to even come back on the menu?
All of these questions, we need answers. If you know anyone who can hook us up with the info.
Honestly, this whipped feta's lined with crack, mate. It's so good. It is so good. You're not going to understand until you try it.
I've never tried it. So
it's the best thing. Maybe we've got a second chance at giving this whipped feta a go.
Fingers, toes, everything crossed.
If not, I need someone to reach out to me and tell me how to make it. It will never be the same, but I'll give it a go.
There we go. I mean, good luck to you is all I can say.
And good luck to you for having to live with me every day, deal with me every day, not living an extra day, not having the whipped feta.
It's a tough one, is all I can say.
Oh, mate.
Look, up next, something very exciting for the show. This is brand new. Our brand new game, our trivia check.
Yes.
Now, $250 cash money could be yours. And this is how good it is. There's one question. If you get the one question right, you win the money instantly.
So there's literally one trivia question between you and $250 cash.
That's right. Now, if you're good at trivia or even if you think you can fluke it, call now 4967 4105.
$250 cash could be yours with our trivia check next. Join the show, 4967 4105. Call now if you want to win some cash.
Free money for one question.
So simple.
Doesn't get any easier to win cash in Newcastle.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, so easy. One question stands between you and the cash. That's right. If you get the one question right, you win the money instantly.
$250 cash. So simple. And, of course, if no one gets it right today, Cremo, the best bit about it, sort of jackpots tomorrow.
That's right. Now, you get 5 seconds on the clock from when we ask the question. You know, it's pretty tight. No hints or anything.
Not at all. We're not here to give it away. We're here to make you work for
that's
it.
That's right. You answer it. You got to answer. Like, your first answer is it.
Yep.
That's your final answer.
You're locked in.
That's right. That's why it's only one question between you and the money.
I will say, though, we've got a 5 second timer to make sure that the boss knows that there's no cheating.
Mm.
That 5 second timer, don't let that get in your head.
No, that's right. You can't let it psych you out.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed you win the money. Let's meet our contestant today.
We've got Nicole in Rathmines this morning. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Very well. Now, $250 could be all yours, Nicole. Are you feeling confident? Do you consider yourself a bit of a trivia buff?
Absolutely not, but I'm extremely confident. Let's do this.
I love the enthusiasm. That's all we need from you, Nicole. Should we just dive straight in, Crevo?
I think we should. Nicole, are you ready to win money?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, here we go. $250.
For $250, on which river does the Austrian city of Vienna stand?
Switzerland.
No, unfortunately not. Sorry.
Incorrect. Nicole, I'm so sorry. The answer was the Danube. On which river does the Austrian city of Vienna stand? It was the Danube River.
Oh, well, better luck next time.
So sorry, Nicole.
You see how it works, though. One question, you get it right, you win the money. And the best thing is, we're going to play again this morning.
Why the heck not?
Before 9 o'clock, another chance at the trivia check and another chance for you to win $250 instantly.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
I saw this news story over the weekend that they're seriously considering in Australia a sugar tax.
Now, I beg your pardon?
A sugar tax is what I'm talking about. This is for things that are like sweetened, like cans of drink, ice cream, anything
shocking
where they add sugar in. And the idea behind it, before you get too upset, is that they're going to earn a bit of money for the government. In fact, they reckon they'll make $814 million per year.
What?
And the idea is, by increasing the price of these sugary things, people buy less and they get less sick. So, for example, they predict they would have 16,000 less people have type 2 diabetes and 4,400 less heart attacks.
That's a crock of BS. This. And I tell you what exactly is going to happen if they put this sugar tax in place. We'll just still be fat, but less with less money in their bank accounts.
Well, they've done this in other countries, and it was pretty successful.
Nah,
that's the thing.
I'm not having it.
So you're against this.
This is the dumbest thing ever. Who do the government think they are trying to tell me what I can and can't eat?
It's only 40. It's 40 cents per 100 grams of sugar.
That's a lot when you like look at, like, I don't know, like a Mars bar or something.
Okay, so here's, it'd be for a can of drink, 16 cents. Not much money. But it's saving heaps of lives. Come on, Tyler.
Nah, when you add it all up, let me have my can of Coke in peace.
It's for, okay, tub of ice cream, only 50 cents more.
Cost of living as it is now, Crevo, is already through the roof.
I thought
who
you...
do they think they are trying to put extra tax on top of this to try and make an extra buck? Tell you who needs the extra buck. We do.
I thought you would be in favour of saving lives.
But I
it
am.
Seems like you're against it.
But I'm also in favour of having my cake and eating it too.
All right. This is a, we've got a debate
literally
on our hands. 4967-4105. Are you Team Tyler, no sugar tax? Or are you Team Crevo, let's save a couple of lives today?
Nah.
You can be a part of it.
Nah.
Do you like your friends and family?
I love them, but it's on them if they want to eat sugar.
Okay. Everyone that gets on the show this week in the chance for a chance for two tickets to Come From Away at Civic Theatre Newcastle. This thing, they've sold out a bunch of shows. You can get your hands on some tickets. 4967-4105. Right or wrong, sugar tax. And it's time to talk about the tax, of course, because it's a big issue right now. Whether Australia should adopt a sugar tax.
The Novos.
And I think it's totally ridiculous.
It's not a lot of money, right? They're talking about 16 cents for a can of drink or 50 cents for a tub of ice cream.
And how much is a can of drink going right now? Sometimes places are slinging them for $3. I don't want to be paying $3.16.
It's not much, you'd hardly notice, but you would save a lot of lives. This is what they're talking about. Up to 4,400 strokes they would prevent per year.
But how much money are they pulling from our back pockets?
Well, they have said that it would be $816 million, which could be used for hospitals and stuff. The government would take it in and then they could use it to save people's lives.
Are you against people saving money?
Are you against saving lives?
Are you against saving money?
Okay, Tyler is team no sugar tax. Crevo is saying we should have one. Let's let the callers decide and end this argument once and for all.
All right, Jeff is in Tallara this morning. Hi, Jeff.
G'day, how are you?
Very well, mate. Tell us, is it right or wrong to have a sugar tax in place?
I've got to go with Crevo. If our wages go up, it's not a problem. You can take as much tax as you want. But the wages have got to go up to compensate what taxes you're getting.
Done. We'll sort that out. I'll sort that out behind
the
scenes.
No, you will not. You cannot. You don't have the power for that, mate.
How do you know?
I know. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Let's go to Gabby and Madawi next. Hi, Gabby.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Very well. Now tell us, is a sugar tax, is it right or wrong?
Look, I wouldn't be against it on the principle that they actually tell us where the money's going to go.
That's very true.
And I'm sure it'll go to hospitals and stuff.
Are you sure?
Don't you worry yourself about that. You just worry that you've said the right thing, which is yes to a sugar tax. Absolutely.
Nah, whatever. Well, that's two votes to you. But yeah, there are caveats too. Let's go to Brad in Jules. Hi, Brad.
Hey.
Now tell us, is it right or wrong to have a sugar tax in place?
Well, everything else has got sugar in it. Every single product you buy at a supermarket, sugar in it.
Totally.
That's right. And that should be taxed, don't you think?
Why?
I mean, I think Brad just cut out there. Sorry about that. Let's go up next to...
Di is in Newcastle. Hi, Di.
How you doing, Di?
I'm well, thank you very much.
Now tell us, is it right to have a sugar tax or wrong?
I don't disagree with a sugar tax. However, on the other hand, I believe that if they want to encourage people to eat less sugar and to make it work, they would have to reduce the tax on products that have artificial sweeteners in them to encourage people to swap from sugar to no sugar.
I like that idea. That's actually really smart.
That's a very good point.
I mean, okay, could we get you over the line if that was the case? Like, say your Pepsi Max, the price goes down, your regular Pepsi, the price goes up.
See, I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I don't know where I sit with artificial sweeteners and all the rest of it, because I feel like that your body knows how to break down real sugar better than artificial sugar, right? So you should be encouraged to have normal sugar and not the fake stuff.
Are you working for Big Sugar?
No.
Like, by any chance?
No, I'm not, actually.
You've got shares in CSR? Because it certainly feels that way.
I don't, no.
Well, look, all I'll say is this. Three votes to me, one to you.
Oh, thanks.
And we'll leave it at that,
thanks.
Shall we? Sugar tax, I don't know if whether... Do you think it'll come in? I think it will.
I really hope not, because I will literally rage. Anyone in the way of me the day that the sugar tax comes out, I will rage, because it's not a thing. And
watch
it's
out.
Absolute BS. Now, What's the Goss is up next. Kylie Jenner, she birthed her second child almost a year ago, and we've only just found out the name. Like, she thinks she's a big deal to make a big name announcement. But, of course, we're talking about it on the radio, so I'll fill you in on it next.
Those with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say Adele. My name, and I was like, Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the Goss?
UFM.
So the most recent goss with some Kardashian chat, Krivo, which I know you love, is last night Kylie Jenner finally unveiled the name of her 11-month-old child. Now, initially, when this baby was first born 11 months ago, she announced the birth and the name being Wolf.
I vaguely remember that, yeah.
And then they redacted that, and they were like, actually, you know, we don't like the name Wolf, but we're not going to reveal the new baby name.
So it's a decoy name to try and trick us.
I know. I think they went through with it. I think they went
on the
through with the naming of Wolf, and then they're like, it doesn't. Kylie was like, it doesn't suit him, so we're going to change it.
Is he not a big howler?
No, probably not.
Yeah.
So they've revealed the new name.
Oh yeah, what is it?
Air with an E.
What? Air.
Air. A-I-R-E. Air with an E.
I'm sorry, that is not good.
Calling it now. Her next three kids will be Earth with an E, Wind with an E, Fire with an E.
They're doing it off, what is it, Captain Planet?
Yeah, literally. So this is a whole year of mystery that launched people into like this bizarre spiral of theories and speculation, because their firstborn baby was Stormy, so maybe it's going to be Windy, but no, they went with Airy.
Also air terrible. Like, you imagine that kid goes to school, Airhead is going to be the real quick go-to nickname that they get, isn't it? Like, even if it's the most intelligent kid on the planet, it's getting that.
And it's pronounced air.
That's just a weird
name. Someone
in
the comment section was like, so is it air? Is it airy, like fairy? And she just responded, Kylie responded, air, like A-I-R.
I'm going to say right now, that's a big fail.
UFM. This is Tyler and Krivo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Now, Krivo, on Facebook and Instagram, the company that owns both of these platforms essentially is called Meta.
Yep.
They have been given 60 days to free the nipple on Facebook and Instagram after their current policy was found to be discriminatory. Now, if you were to scroll Instagram and you were to see someone, a male friend of yours, post a topless photo of them on the beach, that wouldn't have been taken down on Instagram because of the nipples.
No, it wouldn't, because that's allowed, yeah.
But a female, on the other hand, if she was to post a topless photo on the beach, it would be removed because of her nips.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, I'm just thinking about if I've ever, I don't think I've ever seen a female nipple on Instagram.
No, because Instagram are very quick to remove them.
Right.
So quick. So they have been given 60 days to update these rules to allow nips online.
Who's saying they have to do this? Is this like a government thing? Surely not.
So Meta have this oversight board, right, where it's like an independent group of journalists, academics and politicians that advise Meta on whether or not they should be updating their policies, listening to feedback from users and the public, and they kind of, it's like their board of advisors that are saying that it needs to be updated.
I think just sort of pondering this now, it seems very prudish to not have that on there.
Yeah, and of course, join the show, join the conversation if you like on 4967-4105. I wonder if there's anyone that is uncomfortable with seeing a nipple online.
Yeah, or they've got some other reason. I guess there's kids to think about as well.
I guess. I don't feel like there's anything sexual about a nipple, though.
Well, yeah, 4967-4105. Is there anyone out there that thinks they should keep the nipples off Instagram?
Yeah.
Or is everyone all good with freeing the nipples?
Specifically the female nipples.
Yeah, we know about the guy nipples already good. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
4967-4105. Everyone that joins the show is in the draw for a couple of tickets to Come From Away at Civic Theatre Newcastle. These are red hot, these tickets.
I've heard very good things about this show as well.
Multiple shows already sold out, but still tickets available at civictheatrenewcastle.com.au. Get your tickets now or give us a call to try and win some. We'll, I guess, have a chat more about this and what the board found and stuff up next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
The Novos. Now, we are chatting about the nip online. Mm. Facebook and Instagram may soon bring them back after Meta's oversight board found that the ban on women's nipples was sexist and discriminatory.
Now, I mean, it sort of makes sense. Guys can have their nipples out.
Yeah.
Why can't girls?
That's it.
This is the, I guess, it's been, I always thought it was a little bit weird.
I find it very odd.
Do you know what the youngest you can be on Instagram is?
I don't know if there is an age limit. I think it's like at your, like, at a parent's discretion, maybe.
Fascinating.
I'm not entirely sure about the rules around that. I could be wrong. But yeah, I just find it weird that, like, a female nipple will be removed from Instagram straight away, but a male one can stay up there forever.
I guess so. It seems to go across the board, though. Like, if you saw, like, a billboard or something.
Yeah.
For, I don't know, like tanning spray or something like that.
Yep.
The guys would be their nipples
or underwear.
Out. Yeah, or underwear. Guys would be their nipples out, but there would not be a female nipple.
Exactly. On. And I guess that comes down to, like, the advertising laws and all the rest of it, right? But, I mean,
same sort
on
of thing.
Social media, I feel like it's a little bit different. People are expressing themselves online in whatever way they choose. But Instagram have always had the liberty to remove a photo of a nipple.
This is true.
So now they've been given 60 days to reassess these policies around the exposure of nipples online.
Yeah, this is, it's interesting because it I guess it could be a big shift in society, really.
Totally.
Jess from the newsroom, what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, I personally wouldn't get my nips out on social media, but that's just me and what I feel comfortable with, but I don't have a problem seeing it.
That's
like
it.
Male, female, whatever.
And there's one specific female advocate that I follow on Instagram. Her Instagram is called Comfortable in My Skin, and she is currently doing a coffee table book on women's vulvas, which we don't want to see online, but nipples as well, because it's like, everyone's nipples are different, everyone's breasts are different, and she's just raising awareness on, like, feeling comfortable in your own skin, and that's by seeing other people in their, being comfortable in their own skin, right? So she is a big advocate for this because she's constantly having her content removed online, but she's only doing, she's doing everyone and her followers a service by allowing people to feel good within themselves, right? So there's, I don't think Instagram has the right to remove that kind of content.
There is no better message, yeah.
I can't remember how long ago it was. It was probably, like, well before that COVID period that was whoever knows how long. But I think it was Breast Cancer New South Wales or Australia. They did, a campaign online to raise awareness and get women to go and check their breasts and all that sort of thing. But I think they did it with Baker's Delight or something. They had cupcakes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, over their nibs. And there was a whole campaign to get it taken down. And I think it did in the end. But that was ridiculous.
But what does that achieve?
Exactly.
And especially that is all about health.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, literally.
I feel like this is what I feel like saying to the society that says no to this. Grow up.
Grow up.
It's normal.
Exactly.
Totally. And it's like there is really not much difference between a male nipple and a female nipple. So why is one allowed online and one
not
the other.
Other
and not the other? We've got Katie in Cardiff on the phone as well this morning. Hi, Katie.
Good morning.
Now, tell us your view on this. I believe you've got some young children as well. Does that kind of alter your opinion on this?
No, I don't think it does. I think all body positivity is good.
Yep.
And I also think it's natural progression. If you think back a while ago with how swimsuits were very provocative, if you showed your ankles and, you know, then the belly buttons all came out and, you know, it's natural progression. Yes, further down the future, you might be looking at other body parts and that's for that time. But, yep. But now I don't see a problem with it. We've all got nipples. Get them out. Why not?
Totally. Free the nip.
Hey, I think we're pretty unanimous in this, but it is interesting that like I said, it's still fairly conservative out there.
It is, and I feel like there would be a lot of people that would be uncomfortable with seeing a nipple online, which is just so bizarre to me. You've got your own. You look at them every day.
I just touched mine then.
Did you?
It was weird because I think we're talking about it so much. I just went, yeah, they're still there.
I just want to grab it just make sure it's still all good there.
It sure is. Hey, up next, we are doing our trivia check, which is our brand new competition where you can win $250 instantly by answering one question correctly.
That's it.
One question stands between you and the cash. If you want to play 4967, 4105, you could be $250 richer in seconds.
Awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, just one question stands between you and the money. It's that easy. Answer it right, you get the cash. Today, $250 is what's up for grabs. Let's meet our contestant for this morning. It's Stella from Cook's Hill. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, never better, Stella. What did you do over the weekend?
I had a lazy one, didn't do much.
They're the best kind of weekends, aren't they, Stella?
Oh, they are. You can relax and unwind after a busy week.
Oh, 100%. Now, what do you do for work, Stella?
I'm retired.
Oh, you're retired. So this extra cash could be a bit of pocket money for you, Stella.
It sure will.
Oh, okay, nice.
All right, awesome.
How have you retired in your 20s, Stella? How have you pulled that off?
I'm not in my 20s, so I'm not going to tell you how old I am.
You must be 30s. You sound so
you
young.
You sound very young, Stella. Now, should we get down to it? Now, don't forget, there is a 5-second timer. Don't let that get in your head, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Here's the question. $250 could be all yours. What was the name of the jockey who rode Gold Trip to Victory in the 2022 Melbourne Cup?
I'm sorry, no idea.
Oh, Stella.
I had such high hopes for you.
Stella sounded like a bit of a punter.
And a knowledgeable person too.
Very much so, but I mean, unfortunately for Stella, she's taking no money away, but for tomorrow, that means a jackpot.
Yep.
To $275.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just one question. You get that right, you win the money. So if you're into trivia or you just love money,
yeah,
make sure you play it. We're playing twice again tomorrow.
Twice a day.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Two chances tomorrow. And I mean, that's us. We're wrapped. But after us, 105 minutes commercial free. We are kicking it off with this. A bit of Katy Perry, of course, kicking off after 9 o'clock.
One of your favourites, isn't it?
Totally.
Look at the little smile on your face. You're loving it.
Love it. Also this. Oh, no, what's happened? I love this.
Yeah. Oh, how about this?
Oh, a bit of Flashdance, Irene Cara.
Fantastic. All
a bit
of
where
that
she
more.
Drops the water over herself. That's hot.
About that.
Yeah, it's hot, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
It's all part of 105 Minutes Commercial Free, coming in a hot after 9 o'clock. That's us done. Happy Monday.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of your day, and we will catch you tomorrow.
See ya.
I've been listening to your show on the radio. You've been listening to Tyler and Crevo, the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.